Today is Earth Day, a 35-year-long tradition begun by environmentalists. President Bush will mark the day with a visit to the Great Smoky Mountains. More Americans visit this national park than any other, even though it is one of the most polluted. The president will use the park as a backdrop for promoting policies that he says will result in cleaner air and water. Environmentalists say he is actually weakening regulations. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Expect today's presidential visit to the Smoky Mountains to follow the form established in previous Earth Day appearances by Mr. Bush. In 2002, he went to the Adirondack Mountains in New York State, where he hiked along a trail in an unexpected spring snowstorm.
We had a great time in the park, and I want to thank you all very much for giving me the opportunity to hammer and stack and place gravel in a beautiful part of the world. This is quite a sight for a fellow from Texas.
In that speech, the president invoked former President Teddy Roosevelt, whose legacy includes aggressive conservation efforts and the expansion of the national park system. In 2003, with the war in Iraq just underway, Mr. Bush did not hold an Earth Day event. But last year, during the presidential campaign, he visited a wetlands reserve in Wells, Maine. This time, the weather was more cooperative. Cameras clicked as the president strolled through a marsh along a wooden pathway. He talked about his policies.
Policies that have reduced harmful emissions, reclaimed brownfields, cut phosphorus releases into our rivers and streams. Since 2001, the condition of America's land, air, and water has improved.
It's the kind of statement that angers environmentalists who have been among President Bush's strongest critics. Sure, the air and water are cleaner, they say, because of policies put in place before Mr. Bush took office. They add that this administration has rolled back many protections, actually putting the environment at greater risk. The White House says it advocates a, quote, market-based approach, which allows companies that pollute flexible choices in meeting environmental goals. Matthew Davis is with a group called Environment Maine. He was among those protesting last year when the president visited the state on Earth Day. Davis says it's frustrating to see the president talking in front of a beautiful backdrop.
Unfortunately, the coastline, the marshes, they can't stand up and hold signs and say, actually, the president shouldn't be standing in front of us because he's working to pollute us. But if they could, that's what they would say.
So Earth Day 2 has become a battleground, but Jerry Taylor of the libertarian Cato Institute in Washington, a think tank that wants fewer government regulations, says that for most Americans, Earth Day is not about political ideology.
In a way, it's odd because the day's been somewhat denuded. In the past, it was sort of a Labor Day call for action in the old-fashioned sense of what Labor Day used to mean. But today, it's a sort of time which people think about how wonderful trees are and parks and whatnot, and it's lost a lot of its political and ideological edge. And I think that's probably served Republicans well.
A recent Gallup poll finds that two-thirds of Americans say they're worried about the quality of the environment. But they also rank the environment well below other issues when asked to list national priorities. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.